Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of In Ohio Country Today. I'm Big Dan Wilson, and this week our feature story is with Kirk Merritt. He's president and CEO of the Ohio Soybean Council. We'll be talking about everything soy, all the great things that are being produced with soy byproducts, your checkoff dollars, and so much more. We'll be back with that feature story this week in Ohio Country Today.
Hi, I'm Alan Davis. And here at Alan Davis Insurance, we strive to be your solutions provider. As a business owner and an active farmer, I know the challenges firsthand that you face to run your business and your farm. Give us a call, 419-738-7447, for your auto, home, life, farm, commercial, crop, and financial services. Or check us out on the web at allandavisinsurance.com.
Welcome to St. Mary's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the Ag Pack. Ag Pack is an exclusive package of discounts on products and services you already use on your farm and ranch. And you get Ag Pack with every vehicle you purchase. We are your certified agriculture dealership.
You get straight talk, real service, and the right price. St. Mary's Chrysler, you get straight talk.
Farmers Alliance, your area Bex dealer, is a family-owned company dedicated to doing what's right by farmers, with a focus on providing localized service and as many choices as possible when it comes to crop inputs. And we offer those inputs at wholesale cost to our customers. In addition to products and inputs, Farmers Alliance is your go-to provider for custom applications. For more information or to place an order today, contact Farmers Alliance, your area Bex dealer, at myfarmersalliance.com.
When it comes to harvest season, you're no stranger to putting in long hours. Apple Farm Service is no stranger as well. Whether you need genuine Case IH, CNH parts, or speedy service from factory-trained Case IH technicians, Apple Farm Service is here for you. With over 80,000 genuine Case IH, CNH parts in stock and a fleet of fully equipped service trucks, we are ready to take on whatever harvest brings your way. Continue putting in those long hours. Apple Farm Service is here for you. There's an Apple Farm Service near you. For locations and hours, visit applefarmservice.com.
Dye Real Estate and Land Company is your area leader in land auctions. And Devin Dye invites you to another great land auction opportunity, October 24th in Auglaize County. Offered in two tracks, track one is 17 acres and track two is 80 acres. Don't miss this land auction October 24th at the Auglaize County Fairgrounds in Wapakoneta. Online bidding is also available. Dye Real Estate and Land Company is your area leader in land auctions. For more information, visit us at dyerealestate.com.
Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today, and joining me now is Kirk Merritt. He's president and CEO of the Ohio Soybean Council, one of our fine sponsors on our TV show, our podcast, and our radio show. Kirk, thanks for joining us.
You bet, Dan. Good to be with you today.
We're here at Farm Science Review, of course, and it's a beautiful day and great traffic here, and some of the topics that we've been talking about are pretty exciting, but let's start with some of the expanding markets and where those checkoff dollars are going. You guys had a great response back from our friends in Egypt, of all places. It's hard to believe to be talking about that, but let's discuss that a little bit.
Sure. Egypt is a market that for our soybean exports was almost non-existent 10 to 15 years ago. And it has come online during that time to where now it's a top 10 market. Very important to soybean farmers, very important to the bottom line. They've especially grown their dairy industry, the livestock, so they're looking for the high-quality meal that we can provide, along with the oil that goes into their food system. So really good opportunities in Egypt.
Expanding markets are all important for improving the bottom line when it comes to pricing for our soybeans here in the Buckeye State and throughout the country for that matter. It's not just Egypt, though. It's interesting to see that there are some other markets that are interested in our beans, and growing that's going to be terrific for the bottom line and going into the future.
Oh, there are great opportunities out there. China has for a long time been a big market for us. And yeah, it's a double-edged sword. Yeah. You know, they buy a lot of beans, but they can shut that off when they want to. So we've really worked hard to diversify those markets. Egypt is a good example. Another good example is Bangladesh. 5 years ago, they barely bought anything. Now they're a top 10 market. Great opportunities there. We also look for opportunities to grow existing markets. So we had a group in last week from Korea. Buying delegation comes in. They love the quality of our beans. So we're continuing to build those relationships. Korea, Japan, Taiwan, buy a lot of beans. And just to the south, Mexico is a really strong market for us. So looking to really expand and diversify our export markets.
It's got to be kind of fun when those delegations come to Ohio to kind of show off what we have. The USDA just recently announced that Ohio has the best-looking beans in the country, so we ought to be pretty proud of that. But how cool is that when those delegations come to Ohio for you to be able to show off what we have?
Oh, it's great. We take them to suppliers, so they tend to be the delegations that come in tend to be food grade, not always, but tend to be focused on the specialty markets. So we take them to the buyers, and as you well know, Dan, there are no better food grade beans in the world than those that come from Ohio. The quality is superb. Beyond that, even when it's not a specialty market or food grade delegation, the quality of Ohio beans, for whatever purpose, are known worldwide as among the best. So we enjoy bringing those groups in, taking them to the farm, letting them see the crop. They come in this time of year, you know, they're curious, how's the crop doing? So it's a great opportunity for us to build those relationships and continue to expand the sales into those markets.
Well, part of expanding is making sure that there's a future for that product, not just selling that whole product overseas, but the research and development that goes into new products. Some pretty exciting things when it comes to getting in the lab, and the arable lab is something that you guys invested in and is continuing to prove to be somewhat of profitable investment.
Oh, yeah. We're really excited about what's going on at the arable research lab.
Yeah.
We have our own lab. We have a small team there. All they do, all day, every day, is try to find new uses for soybeans. Mm-hmm. Consumer uses, industrial uses, trying to, for the long term, build new sources of demand. We're really excited about that. There are great opportunities there. We're working directly with companies, so we're trying to only pursue something that might have a market. You know, these are not just kind of pie in the sky. Might work, might not. Working directly with a company that has a need, wants a soy-based solution for that need, and we try to find a way to make it work, bring it to the market, expand the demand, benefit soybean farmers.
We know soy is green. We know soybeans are green. But some people don't understand how green they really are when it comes to all these different products that come from the soybean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's probably the best solution for a company that's looking for an environmentally friendly, cost-effective, green product.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't get any greener than what we're standing in front of as far as soy biodiesel is concerned. So tell us about any updates as far as that product is concerned.
Yeah, we're continuing to promote soy diesel, whether it's biodiesel or renewable diesel, and maybe down the road, sustainable aviation fuel from soybean oil.
Yeah, very good.
There are great opportunities for that. The opportunities for biofuels, whether we're talking ethanol or soy diesel, are tremendous. There is, from everybody, there's a push to be more environmentally friendly. There is no better way to do that if you're looking at a liquid fuel than soy diesel. It's better for the environment. It's better for the engine, and it's good for farmers. So we continue to promote that. That the biodiesel is the traditional and still very viable solution. Renewable diesel is coming on the market. It's mainly a West Coast opportunity right now, but we think that is something that will also be important wherever you're going to be in the longer term future.
Yeah, we did a little story on the fact that airlines are looking deeper into using that as an alternative to traditional diesel fuel, if you will, for the jetliners and stuff. One of the things, too, that I wanted to bring up, just kind of wanted to get an update on High Oleic. We haven't been talking much about that. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, High Oleic was something that made kind of a big splash several years ago and then didn't take off the way, folks thought it might. The good news is it is The demand is growing. The acres are growing. Mm-hmm. We think there is a real opportunity there.
I think so too.
And the food service industry, the more they get it, the more they like it. Mm-hmm. So if we can continue to supply, I think there's great opportunity there. Ohio is a hotbed for Ohio Lake.
Yes,
it's not a ton of acres yet, but we see opportunities for growth. Ohio, Indiana especially. So I think Ohio Lake has a bright future if we can continue to drive the demand while we're driving the acres.
Right on.
Yeah, right on. Well, before we let you go, we got to talk about the fact that you can't do it alone. You have such a great group of people involved in your board and constantly bringing in fresh ideas. Let's talk about some of the new members that you brought on recently and how they're contributing to the Ohio Soybean Council.
Be happy to. So in the last several months, Chad Warner from Western Ohio has come on the board, done a great job so far. Really appreciate the time and effort he puts into it, along with all the other board members. And looking ahead, our elections were held over the summer, mm-hmm. and Adele Flynn from Lorain County will be joining our board. Really looking forward to having Adele on the board as well. And as you mentioned, Dan, we have tremendous board members. They do a great job. They spend countless hours volunteering their time on behalf of their fellow farmers to invest the check off as productively and wisely as they can. All the decisions on the checkoff funding are made by farmers on behalf of their fellow farmers.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, making sure that producers are getting the biggest bang for their buck, the best return on their investment, and who better than to have producers on the board. And you guys have done a terrific job with that. You know, Kirk, I can't tell you how much we appreciate your support on our TV show, our podcast, and our radio program. If people want more information, they can go to soyohio.org, and we'll have a link to it at our website at inohiocountry.com. Kirk Merritt has been our guest. Kirk, as always, thanks again, man.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more In Ohio Country Today right after this.
Our farm department is committed to providing ag professionals the products, coverages, and peace of mind needed to run a successful operation. With our home office located in the heart of farm country, many of us have firsthand experience when it comes to farming, and we know how to take out the risk. Under one policy, we can provide total protection of your investment, from your home and barns to your equipment and livestock. We also provide an outstanding equine coverage, from a homeowner with a single horse to a professional breeder and everything in between. Come join us and experience the Salina difference.
Salina Insurance Group. For more information, be sure to check them out on the web at salinainsurance.com. That's salinainsurance.com.
Hello once again, everybody. Back at the Farm Science Review in 2023, we have a nice sunshiny day, and that's not always the case at the Farm Science Review, but we have a nice smiley face beside me right here, Julia Lynn Walker. She is a founder and manager of the Bronzeville Growers Market, and if you didn't hear me say that, all you have to look at is the Bronzeville Growers Market here. What is the Bronzeville Growers Market?
It is the first African-American founded, managed farmers market on the Near East Side of Columbus. We are 6 years old, and we provide organic or close to organic produce, artisan crafts, as well as cultural activities every Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. We say near organic because, as we know, organic certification really requires a substantial financial investment, but we also know that it is possible to observe good agricultural practices that will lead people or put them in a position to be organic. But that's a bit technical. Let me back up a bit and just say that in general, it's important for people to have access to fresh produce because there's been such a shift in corporate marketing in the grocery stores. And so we know that there are a number of areas throughout the urban areas that do not have large-scale grocery stores that provide fresh produce. So it's important for people to have access that way. It's also important for people to understand that agricultural can be a side hustle just as productive as being an Uber driver. So if you're willing to get your hands dirty and put in some time, you can actually earn money that really, as I say, would equal some of the other side hustles that people think about. So we see it from two perspectives. One in terms of nutrition and establishing good dietary practices that help us to look at food more holistically, and then in terms of entrepreneurship, that it's an area of economic growth and development. The food bank itself is looking at urban agriculture as a way to address some of its production problems or supplier problems. And they have recently purchased land that's being funded by a number of foundations and corporate interests. But they're developing an urban farm on the west side of Columbus. So instead of buying from area growers, they will grow their own food. So that means there'll be a reduction in their costs, and they'll be able to apply it internally. So there are a number of models that even the food banks are looking at to see what can we do differently. And as part of Mid-Ohio's urban farm, they will also share those growing techniques or practices with other urban growers.
So they're furthering the educational process by sending to these different folks the ways in which to make the production possible.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, now, if folks would like to get in touch with you or get a little bit more information that we're not able to fulfill today, what's the best way for them to do that?
Simply to go online, and we are the www.BrownsvilleGrowersMarket.com. You know, you write into the search engine, it'll come up, you'll see us. I'm also part of the Urban Farmers Coalition, and that's a collection of over 75 growers, business people, government people across the state who are interested in making sure that urban agriculture becomes an integral part of the agricultural industry as a whole.
It's a good story to tell. And Julia Lynn Walker, thanks for being with us today.
And thank you very much for allowing us a chance to share our story.
And stay with us, back with more right after this.
Your outdoor fun starts here at Dad's Toy Shop. See us today for all of your favorite remote control land, air, and watercraft, and so much more. Dad's Toy Shop in downtown Wapakoneta is your one-stop shop for all of your hobby needs.
Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today, and joining me now is Ken Holmes, Marketing Manager for Apple Farm Service. It's time for another Farming Fast Fact. You're out there combining, you're working hard to make sure you're getting that product off the field, but something might happen, and our good friends here at Apple Farm Service are here for you.
Yeah, we don't like the words either breakdown, but it happens. And if you're out there for long hours running the equipment for a while, if a belt breaks or something's jammed up, it happens. And so when that does happen, just a reminder, Apple Farm Service is ready to help you out. We got a large fleet of service trucks. And if you get stuck needing something and it's not normal business hours, just a reminder, you can go to applefarmservice.com, find the after hours, the emergency numbers, give a call, and we can make sure we get a truck out there as soon as we can for you.
Over 100 brands, over 500,000 parts in stock. You need something, you got to give these guys a call. Don't forget to check them out on the web at applefarmservice.com. Kent, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. It's a pleasure.
And that's another Farming Fast Fact. We'll be back with more In Ohio Country Today right after this.
Rodock and Midway Trailers are Ohio's premier Thunder Creek dealers for fuel trailers and DEF delivery systems. Thunder Creek offers versatile, reliable, and best of all, legal transportation and handling for fuel and DEF systems. Let us know how our teams at Midway Trailers in Rodock can get you set up and ready any time of the year. For fuel and service trailers, economy trailers, service and lube trailers, double wall trailers, split tank trailers, bulk DEF trailers, and standalone DEF systems for trucks. Remember, Rodock and Midway Trailers, Ohio's premier Thunder Creek dealer, with three locations to serve you in Delphus, St. Mary's, and Dayton.
Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today. We're visiting with Lee Beers, Ohio State University Extension, Trumbull County. Lee, you know, when people think about maybe expanding their operation, their thoughts might go to how easy is it to start a hay operation and include that, and you want to make money, and what are some of the various choices a farmer has to come up with?
Well, the choices will be, do you have the equipment, do you have the land, and do you have the time? So those are the very basic requirements, but it really comes down to, do you want to do it? Because it can be a profitable small farm operation or even a large operation, but there is some planning that goes into it.
Let's start with the grass itself. A lot of choices to make there in the soil.
Yeah, so are you going to be looking for grass or alfalfa? You need to do some research on the market that's available for you. If you're going to sell the hay, are you going to be selling it for horses, goats, cows? Do you need orchard grass, timothy, alfalfa, clover? The list goes on. And then do you have the good nutrients in the soil? So soil testing. There's a lot of research that needs to go on before you decide to start making hay.
And of course, in there, from year to year, I guess the choices might change, might alter just a little bit.
Yeah, so it may be alter based on your experience, or Mother Nature may force it upon you, right? So some years we have a difficult time making first or second cutting hay. But yeah, so there's a lot of things that can alter. So 1 year alfalfa is going to be fantastic, but those stands are going to fade over 5 years, so you have to figure that into your production cost.
Of course, we'll jump through several steps here, but in the end, once the hay crop is grown, there's some choices to make there. What kind of equipment do you need?
Yeah, so that's going to be based on what do you already have available. So smaller equipment, you may be looking at a hay bind with a sickle mower just because of the lower PTO horsepower requirement. And if you have a smaller tractor, maybe a ground-driven rake is going to be a good option, as well as a small square baler. If you have some larger equipment, maybe looking at a disc bind, a disc mower, with a rotary rake. If you know, it really is going to be scaled based on your operation and what equipment you have available, because round balers and small square balers, the horsepower requirements can vary.
And of course, then that goes to the next question: how much help do you have? What's the workforce like around you?
Yeah, so if you don't have much help, I wouldn't be looking at small square bales. But if you have equipment with a loader, round balers are going to definitely be less labor intensive. Small square balers are going to typically give you a higher selling price, but you have to pay for labor, and it is a lot more handling of that hay.
And then timing comes into play as well.
Oh, absolutely. So if you don't have a weather window, you're not going to make any hay, whether you're trying to make small squares or round bales. You need a solid 3 to 4 day window. Most of the time throughout Ohio to make good dry hay.
So it seems to me that someone thinking about a hay operation needs to maybe not get a round table together of people that have already done that, but it might help.
Yes, talk with your peers, talk with your extension office, talk with other people who are familiar with your operation or familiar with your area. They can give you some insights on what worked well for them, what did not work well, but just do a lot of research.
And those kind of people are always happy to help. There's no competition when it comes to farming.
Well, usually. But yeah, so people like to talk about what has not worked well. I can tell you about all the mistakes I've ever made, and I don't want you to repeat those. But yes, we are generally a very helping community. We want to see everybody succeed.
Lee Beers has been our guest from Trumbull County Extension. Thanks for being with us, Lee.
Thank you.
And stay with us, back with more right after this.
Your area leader in land auctions, Dye Real Estate and Land Company, is offering you another great auction opportunity. November 2nd at the Hardin County Fairgrounds. It's the John Heffernan Farm that includes 86 plus acres in Kenton, Ohio. Online bidding is also available. Don't miss this land auction November 2nd, 6 p.m. at the Hardin County Fairgrounds in Kenton. Dye Real Estate and Land Company is your area leader in land auctions. For more information, visit us at DyeRealEstate.com. Farmers Alliance, your area Bex dealer, is a family-owned company dedicated to doing what's right by farmers, with a focus on providing localized service and as many choices as possible when it comes to crop inputs. And we offer those inputs at wholesale cost to our customers. In addition to products and inputs, Farmers Alliance is your go-to provider for custom applications. For more information or to place an order today, contact Farmers Alliance, your area Bex dealer, at MyFarmersAlliance.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Davis. And here at Alan Davis Insurance, we strive to be your solutions provider. As a business owner and an active farmer, I know the challenges firsthand that you face to run your business and your farm. Give us a call, 419-738-7447, for your auto, home, life, farm, commercial, crop, and financial services. Or check us out on the web at AlanDavisInsurance.com.
Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today, and joining me once again is Ken Holmes, Marketing Manager for Apple Farm Service. You know, we had a great interview with Matt Apple down at Farm Science Review talking about the Helio drones, and you guys are really doing some unique things with that product.
Yeah, and so we get it all the time. People have suggestions. Oh, I bet you can use drones for this or that. And a lot of the times the answer is yes. Yes, we can. So I was just mentioning earlier to you before this interview, they're actually out demoing with a customer who has solar panels. And the drone, they want to use the drones to spray in between the solar panels, but it has obstacle avoidance to make sure it doesn't crash into it. So we've came up with these extender nozzles that go on the bottom, extends it about 2-3 feet, and they're actually going to fly in between the solar panels to be able to spray, and they can use that to take care of their weeds. If they ever decide to plant cover crops in between of that, they could use that to help spray for you know, all of their different pesticides that they need to. So yeah, there's just lots of solutions, and we're not afraid to get creative with these Helio drones.
So if you have something like that that's unique, you can always give our friends here at Apple Farm Service a call and talk about those Helio drones and what they can do for you to improve your farming operation. For more information, always check them out on the web at applefarmservice.com, or you can go to our website. We'll have a link to their website as well. Kent, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan.
When it comes to harvest season, you're no stranger to putting in long hours. Apple Farm Service is no stranger as well. Whether you need genuine New Holland C&H parts or speedy service from factory-trained New Holland technicians, Apple Farm Service is here for you. With over 80,000 genuine New Holland C&H parts in stock and a fleet of fully equipped service trucks, we are ready to take on whatever harvest brings your way. So continue putting in those long hours. Apple Farm Service is here for you. There's an Apple Farm Service near you. For locations and hours, visit applefarmservice.com.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of In Ohio Country Today. I'm Big Dan Wilson, and our radio program, our TV show, and our podcast are all designed to offer news and information about the agricultural industry here in the Buckeye State. We celebrate farming and farming families. And for more information, check us out on the web at inohiocountry.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and any of your favorite podcast stations. And once again, don't miss our award-winning TV show, seen weekly on a station near you. Once again, check us out on the web at InOhioCountry.com. That's InOhioCountry.com. Have a good day, everybody.